Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down, relax, enjoy a virtual cup of coffee with me, some great indie music, and you never know what I'm going to talk about because I never plan it out. But the doors are open to Flavor's Lounge, and I invite you to come on in. Let's do this now.
I
picture the world after the world. This no longer exists, picture me with no filter. Picture we see the rainbow as evidence that the storm was only meant to wash away the hurt, certainly not destroy. Picture divine vines growing on side abandoned buildings. Picture choosing a road less traveled, abandoned millions. Picture standing on top of hills and projecting your brilliance. Picture we started old and slowly became more like children. Picture me as a tadpole, started off as a frog. Picture me as a channel that started off as a blog. Picture me as a whisper that started off as a yell. Picture only offering heaven, although they give you hell. Like, picture that, scripture that. Picture that brilliant sister from Sister Act that gave us the miseducation, found those who missed the map and gave them hope just one more again. Picture that extra lap, that's love.
I can feel the love in you. Yes, I can, yeah. Buying us space, that cancellation. And all those in a conversation, they help me to shine.
Flying over the city, picture me with a beauty whose soul is equally pretty. Picture me with a ruby that's redder than cherry stems. Picture me with a choir full of hers to sing a hymn. Picture having action at Califax, we heating up. Picture even with your voice trembling, speaking up. Picture dropping a ladder for all of those who reaching up. Picture every time we searching for answers, we seeking up. Picture every finger pointed, conjoined in the form of fist. Picture every time you pray to heaven, gladly forms a list. Picture baddie carrying Jamaican patties, blowing kisses. Picture gravity wasn't a factor, now picture me lifted. Picture skies, picture trees, picture too many flowers, too many leaves. Picture you and me for hours doing whatever we please. Picture giving self-love deeper than seas. Please.
And it feels so why in a space that cancellation. Ooh, yeah. And all those in a conversation.
You gotta talk to yourself like you in love.
They help me to shine.
With yourself.
Hold yourself a little tight.
Shine. That's how you shine. Picture me glowing, picture my intuition guiding me, picture me knowing, picture me dripping, picture me giving, picture me showing, picture me 96 and dipping, not picture me rolling, picture me in a low low, switches and bending corners, picture me in a white tee riding through California, picture me with a queen that's playing a violin, picture little kids looking at daddy like I am him, picture dirty hands and soil planting to feed the future, picture me so fresh, so clean, cleaner than loofah, picture teaching a class, divina la vida pura, picture me as a doctor, I'm saying tengo la cura. Picture me sipping natural herbs through tip of the hookah. Picture me living much better than great. I'm living super dope. And then we just let it ride out.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax. Let's listen to some great indie music. And Oh, what am I going to talk about today? I feel like lately I've been repeating myself over and over, but I guess it's what's at the forefront of my mind, whether it comes to changing our mindsets, handling our health, you know, trying to do the best that we can do. You know, it's something that I think about all the time, but let's see if I can shift it up. I don't know. That's where my mind is. But good morning. Come on in. I am trying to drink cowboy coffee with no creamer. Let me tell you, that first sip this morning, I failed. I had to put some creamer in my coffee, but I didn't put as much as I normally do. So I'll talk about that in a minute. But I opened up today's show with Heal Saint Soul with and Noelle Gordine with Blessed, going into Robert Glasper with his Peace Shine featuring D Smoke and Tiffany Gaucher, going into Audley Reed, Pasadena Groove featuring Sam Hankins, Whitney McLean with Fall So Far, and Ashanti Munir with Early Morning Love. I hope you are doing well. I am doing absolutely fabulous. A little bit of a stressful week at work, but you know what? I don't know if it was an easier week or if I'm just learning to go with it and not absorb it. I think that's one thing that we have to learn is when we experience certain things, we don't necessarily have to absorb it. And me being an empath, I absorb everything. But I got through the week. It wasn't perfect, but I got through the week and I'm not feeling too bad. I have a doctor's appointment today, follow-up. So, you know, I'm always thinking about health and wellness. And I'm really honestly grateful that I finally stepped up and found a physician for myself. You know, for some reason with the way things have been going with me, I just have not wanted to set solid roots here in Las Vegas, you know, and so that even came down to, even though I have health insurance, I didn't want to find a regular doctor, but I found one and I really, really like her and close to home, close to work, and I'm grateful. So I'm trying to do everything I can within my ability to keep myself healthy. And I spent a lot of time educating myself, listening to videos, just doing research, talking to some people. The blessing is I work in the health industry, you know, so there are different people that I can, you know, ask questions of and bounce ideas off of and ask them how they're doing, you know, things in their own world that may be good and healthy and influential for myself. And so that makes me think, again, a topic that I talk about all the time, like who influences how you think, right? I am a firm believer, no matter what your age is that you can always learn something new. And we've got the resources right at our fingertip. And Google, let me tell you, Google is a great resource. YouTube is a great resource. If you want to understand something, and sometimes it's complicated. I was talking to one of the nursing supervisors who's very healthy on a great health regimen. You know, you can see it in his whole being. And you just watch how he eats, and he eats all the time. And so I've been talking to him a lot about, you know, how I could shift things for my own self. Of course, my metabolism, my body type is clearly very different than his. But, you know, just having him around is a physical reminder, you know, of the fact that he eats really, really healthy and he is physically fit and he exercises all the time, you know. But I think that that's something we need to pay attention to is how we learn something new. We should always want to learn and grow. If you're wanting to master your craft, what does that look like for you? Does that mean that you need to practice every day a certain amount of time, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, whatever? Does it mean that you need to go into your quiet space and just, you know, release and let go of maybe some stressors that you are dealing with? Does it mean that you need to research? Does it mean that you need to find, you know, people that are doing the same thing as you, like mine, people that are achieving more than you, that you can kind of watch and see how they're doing it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to copy what they're doing, right? But I think sometimes when you pay attention to those that are succeeding at what they're doing, that is very similar to what you want to do, you can pick up a tip or two, you know. But one of the things I do daily, and you will hear me say this over and over again, I'm always trying to find inspirational, informational, spiritual, motivational, you know, videos to listen to. It's really important for me as an empath to keep a positive message rolling around in my head, because I absorb energies. And so I just know what I need to do to kind of just keep me on a, you know, an even level of my spirit, you know. And when I do that, then, you know, I'm able to maneuver through the day much better. And I just need positive messages, period. And I would definitely encourage you to find a way and find somebody that you can listen to on YouTube or whatever every day that just says, you know, that makes sense to me, and that's something I want to try. Or, you know, maybe it's an exercise video. I use YouTube for my exercise every day. And, you know, even if you're in a chair, move your body around, you know. But I realize more and more how important it is for your mind to be healthy, and then that helps your body to get into a more healthier place. I did not really get that before. But the more I listen to doctors and scientists, it makes sense now. It makes a whole lot of sense. So I come here every Saturday. I play great indie music for you. And I talk about topics, and I drink some coffee. So again, this morning I try to drink some coffee with no creamer in it, because I'm kind of in this space of intermittent fasting. But in intermittent fasting, you, of course, can drink water, tea, and black coffee, or coffee with a very small amount of creamer. So I had to add that small amount of creamer in there. I will attempt it. Maybe at some point I'll be able to get to the point where I can drink, you know, my coffee with no creamer. But this morning was not that day. The temps are starting to drop here in Las Vegas, and for me, it's refreshing. I love kind of feeling a crispness when I go out the door, when I get off work. It's a nice temperature. It's a really nice temperature. I did wear a jacket the other day, and then when I got off work, I forgot it at work. I did the same thing yesterday. I forgot my jacket at work, you know, so this is kind of the time of year where physically I feel more comfortable in Vegas. When the heat is in the hundreds, even in the 90s, man, you got to really plot and plan your day, how you're going to maneuver. Luckily, you know, a good portion of the day during the week, I am at work. But when on the weekends, when I want to go grocery shopping or run errands, I have to mentally prepare myself to go out the door, because it's a dead heat to me. That's how I describe it. It's like this dead heat, and because we have to wear masks now and this and that, you know, it's just, man, I kind of appreciate the heat, but if we could keep it like the mid-90s and not get up into the hundreds, I could handle that much easier. And, you know, I was thinking about this too, you know, I think that the heat is better on my body. I will admit that, you know, I don't know what it would feel like if I was back home in Seattle, if my body would hurt more. I don't know. But, you know, because your girl ain't no young chick no more. But I love playing music for you. I love creative souls. I love being excited, you know, about some amazing art. You know, last weekend I stepped out, and I don't normally do this. I don't really go out that often. But I stepped out and I went to the Boston Fish House in Tivoli Village, and had an amazing time with my friend and colleague Lillian Rice of Love the Music and my girl Darlene. We had a good time as Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights was honored for the Shy Lights finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Big ups to Marshall Thompson and the Shy Lights. And it was an amazing show. It was a great, great show. So I'm telling you that the Las Vegas Black Entertainers came out and did their thing. It did their thing. So the food was great, too. Honestly, it was really, really good. It was just a good time for me. So I'm glad that I stepped out. And I do have pictures and videos. I have a new camera, so I haven't downloaded it yet onto my computer. But you'll be seeing, you know, videos and pictures and blogs and all of that in rotation. I have another project that I need to finish up, and hopefully I'll get that done this weekend so I can get that out there. And I'm getting into a good place, and I hope I can stay there and, you know, just build on who I am and what I do as Lady Flava. But I'm going to jump back into playing some more music, and I'm going to start out this next set with Brad Marquise with Eventually.
Eventually love is gonna come your way. Eventually love will be a gift that day. Eventually love is not gonna play those tired old games. Then eventually you will fall in love again. Now I've been looking for this special lady. Where she at, don't know where she could be. I've been searching high and low, and all I find is women living selfishly, trying to get the best of me. I've been chilling out cause I'm losing all hope in the whole situation. And instead of living with the drama, I'd rather be alone. Oh, she'd appreciate me, be willing to compromise, and have a conversation that could blow my mind. She learned what I like.
Eventually love is gonna come your way. Eventually love will be a gift that day. Eventually love is not gonna play those tired old games. Then eventually you will fall in love again.
Now I don't mean to sound like I'm picky, but I know the things that make me happy, and I know when I love I'll do anything.
Can't take advantage of it, gotta give it back to me.
I don't ask for nothing I wouldn't do. All this love is here for a woman who knows how to treat the man right. I'm waiting for you. Oh,
she'd appreciate me, be willing to compromise,
and have a conversation that would blow my mind. Coming day, you will hear me say, I'm stepping out the game for good. No more club hopping, now it's crib shopping in a nice neighborhood. No one wants to live life alone. When I find love, I'll keep holding on and show you what you mean to me. I'll be the only one you'll ever need.
Eventually love will be a
they remind me that nothing stays the same. Oh, scenes outside my window, soft as a pillow, the memories fall like rain. Maybe this road is taking me from where I was.
past the hour, still no bottom line. She knows my every move, so there's no need to change me. I guess that's how she repays me for giving her the world. Thought she was my girl, I guess another life is what she prefers. Diamonds in the purse, she'll never be mine. Fussing and fighting, never compromise. It led to our demise. You were so sweet that you cut me so deep. Playing with your silent treatment, baby. That's not fair to me. I need some clarity. Blinded by the anger and the pain. So many negative things. I guess that's why.
Good morning, maybe it's good afternoon, or maybe even good evening, depending on where you're tuning in from around the world. This is Lady Flava, and I am on my show called Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm drinking some coffee. I am playing some great indie music, as you can hear, and, you know, I have some topics and thoughts to share with you today. I hope you're doing well. The temps are dropping here, so it is much more comfortable for your girl to be hanging out in Las Vegas. But before I forget, because from time to time I do forget, I want to let you know who I played in this last set. Brad Marquise with Eventually, Matt Cusin, This Road, Sheena O'Murray with Waste Some Time, John Kerry, Dreamin', and closing out this set with my boy Nuwambe with his piece, Unusual. I hope you're digging the flavors that I'm playing for you today, because the idea of why I do the shows is because I want to introduce you to some great, great talents, great music from some amazing, amazing independent artists from all over the world. And sometimes, you know, mainstream radio has definitely shifted. It has shifted from when I was young, you know, even at a point in doing radio back across the United States, they closed down the jazz stations. you know, it is, when it comes to mainstream radio, it's a part of a conglomerate, you know, and the stations are very, very controlled as to whose music is played. And that's why you hear the music over and over and over in rotation, you know. But when it comes to online radio, which can be heard all over the world, you might experience some music that you would have never in your life experienced, period. I always say, you know, to my colleagues and things down here in Las Vegas, you know, I wish some of the artists would definitely sing some of their original music and blend it in with the cover songs that they play, you know, because it's like, why are you creating your own music, you know, and not singing it and not promoting it? I really don't understand that concept, because I love the surprise. I love seeing an artist sing their own music. I think there's a different vibe to it, you know? And that's what I'm hoping, that at some point before I leave the desert, if I leave the desert, right, that I can witness some of these great talents down here who have their original music, you know, singing it for you and allowing you that opportunity to experience a piece of them. You know, I think it's one thing to sing a cover song and to do it really, really well. And trust and believe me, they do it really, really well. But when it's something that they create from their own souls, I bet it's a different experience. And that's what I dream of experiencing down here. Back home, I was very, very involved in the hip-hop scene. And let me tell you, you know, for those of you that are not into hip-hop and you deem it that what's called rap and the hardcore rap and the inappropriate music and this and that, there's a scene that is very conscious, you know, and their messengers and their cadence and their lyrics and the vibe they create is nothing but magical in my mind. I have this conversation with Jace, you know, periodically from Black Stacks, and, you know, it is something very, very different when you get around hip hop and just see how they are just into what they're doing. And the other thing about hip hop, they do not perform other hip hop artists, rappers, music. They only do their own. And the beautiful thing is, at least back home, what I experience is when the community knows the music, you know, and can sing along and vibe, you know, along with the artists up on stage. You know, that's what I miss. I miss that excitement of just hearing and seeing somebody perform their own stuff. And I think as an empath, I experience art very differently, because I look at it, I sit back and I watch how people experience who's on the stage. I look at the body language and the facial expressions of the people performing. I look at how they're dressed. I look at how they move, how the stage is set up. I look at so many things, but I'm feeling the energies and I'm paying attention to so much more. I was laughing with my colleague Lillian last week when I was at the Boston's Fish House for the tribute to the Shy Lights with Marshall Thompson, and we were talking about the fact how I get in the zone and I stare, and I do. I don't mean to, but when I stare, it's like I'm trying to feel a vibe and trying to understand it, you know, and my kids will tell me the same thing, you know, Mama, you're staring again, but that's how I am. I absorb what's in the surroundings of where I am, and I try to block something that feels negative, but I'm trying to understand, you know, and I think that I am going to write a blog. I started it, but I am going to write it. You know, I think that empaths experience art differently. I can look at a painting and I'm looking at all what I see in the textures, the colors, the dimensions, just everything, and absorbing what I feel the story is in that picture. You know, when I read a book, my kids used to tease me, Mama, you're in there laughing or you're talking to the book. And their friends would come over and they'd say, what's your mom doing? She's like, my girls would say, oh, she's just reading a book, you know. But when it comes to art and how I experience it, I don't know if it's different than other people, but I want to take in the whole experience. My brother, let me just jump in here and tell you about my brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He's an amazing award-winning author, and he's got, oh, 6 books out. There's Brushstrokes, Perfect Circle, which Flavor Coffee House is in, One Safe Place, Bad Before Good and Those in Between, Heart and Home, and Journey to Love. The one thing that I love about Alvin's writing is he can describe a scene. He can describe a feeling of the characters that makes you feel like you're a part of it. And I think when a writer can do that, that's when a book is really, really good. I tell him all the time, I wish you could do an audiobook because he's got the most amazing voice. He's a great spoken word artist. And I think that he could really, really sell it if he did some audiobooks. But, you know, art should be created where a person is drawn into it and wanting to have that experience of what it is that you create. And that's why I do what I do. I advocate for creative souls. I support creative souls. If I like it, I will support it. If it's music that maybe may not be top-notch production quality, but I like it, I will play it, you know? So I'm all about what I like these days. I don't follow the trend of other people playing what they deem to be popular or should be popular. I play what I like. It could be created yesterday. It could be created 10 years ago. I'm going to play it as if it was created yesterday. So I was thinking about maybe doing a show called The Indies Classic. But what do you think? I don't know. I don't know. Let me play a piece from an artist down here. She's an amazing, amazing talent. And if you're in Las Vegas and you don't know Queen Aries, you really need to pay attention and come out when she's performing. She is somebody I think that really does not show her range, but I've witnessed her range. She can sing opera. She can sing all genres of music. She's an amazing, amazing talent. And when she's on stage, you can tell she loves doing what she does. This piece is called Come My Way, featuring Michael Black.
Come my way, baby, won't you come my way? Come my way, baby, won't you come my way? Dance with me, dance with me. Baby, won't you dance with me? Dance with me.
in this lifetime. Baby, I think I finally met that special someone.
Baby, oh baby.
Listen.
I've never met no one like you. Somebody who treats me the way like you do. You always there for me. You're like the air I breathe.
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
When we met, we had no time to chat. I left you my number, 2 weeks you called me back. We hooked up, went to a five-star restaurant. Got on 40 carrots cause the night was so young.
I just want to stop and thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. I appreciate all of you that make this show the most popular show that I do, and to the great, great talent that allow me the opportunity to play their music for you. This is a blessing, and trust and believe, I do not take this blessing for granted. It's one of the reasons why I became Lady Flava. You know, it started way back in 2003 when I built my coffee house called Flava Coffee House. That's where I was birthed as Lady Flava, and supporting great, great local talents to literature from across the United States. And eventually it grew into music and then coming on the radio to support great independent music since 2009. This is what I love to do. God put it in me. I'm starting to get my mojo back to where I feel that passion again. And sometimes I think we need to pay attention, you know, to our spirit and the energies of the people that we get around and the messages that we receive from them and all of that. But in this last set, I played Queen Aries, a great talent down here in Las Vegas. Vegas with her piece Come My Way featuring Michael Black, going into my baby boy from Seattle, Washington, but he's in LA right now, Sheldon Butler with You Got Me, Jay Treese with Once Again, Angela Johnson on My Way, another amazing Las Vegas entertainer Michael LeBlanc, who is the lead singer for the group In Effect, with his piece Baby I Love You. I hope you're enjoying the musical flavors that I'm playing for you today. I always say this, and I will always say it. I enjoy playing it for you. I hope that you are hearing some sounds, some vibes, some music that you might be interested in hearing, you know, more of. I always try to list who the artists are that I'm playing. Definitely, if you go back onto my my Blog Talk Radio, you will see it listed. If you go to my Anchor page, my Spotify page, Google blog, you'll see the list of the artists that I play. And just, you know, check them out. And, you know, the music, now that we live in this era of digital download, it doesn't cost any money. You know, it's like 99 cents, $1.49, you know, possibly $2, you know. But, you know, just think if it was, if all the artists, you know, had somebody out of all of my listeners that purchased their music, you know, that goes a long ways. And these artists deserve that support. They do. You know, mainstream radio puts who they want out in front of you, you know, and sometimes I think that people get recognition even though they may not be the best, but because they're in our face all the time, right? We pay attention to them. Somebody says that this is what you should pay attention to, and other people in your world or whatever, you see something circulating, whatever, that's what you pay attention to. You think that something costs a lot of money and it's made over in Europe, you pay attention to. You are willing to spend that money on it. But think about this. If you were to support some local talents, if you were to support some small businesses, if you were to support some independent designers, you know, think about what that could do for them and possibly could put them in a position of more recognition, more sales. You know, we're a powerful tool. We the fans, we the ones that claim that we support and believe in somebody who's creating, we're a powerful tool, much more than the visuals, much more than any marketing tool out there. We the people, we spread the word of mouth. We, you know, put it out there like, I bought this from this person or this restaurant or, you know, this designer. And I love it. I love it. I bought this music, you know, that I heard on Flava's Lounge Radio. And I love it because I first heard it on Lady Flava's show. You know, word of mouth is powerful. It is so powerful. And that's what we as independent creative souls need, is for more people to spread the word about who we are and what we do, right? That's what I advocate for. That's what I've known for. I've been saying the same story over and over and over, and I will probably always say this story. Tell people about who you love and who you support. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Spreading the word. Word of mouth is a powerful, powerful tool. I'm going to jump right in and play some more music, and I'm going to play my girl Promise Marks with her piece, Sunshine.
Kiss me slowly, love me deeply, hold Oh yeah, I like the way that you're looking at me. anything that I did before you. By the hand,
somewhere on God's country. We'll sound the peace of land because I need you to see me through. I just want to hear you say,
wanna tell you, I can't stop thinking about your loving. Something about when we're kissing and hugging. Just hold me tight, baby, there's no need to worry. We're gonna make sweet love tonight. I promise to do that thing you like.
Two steps.
Dreams come true, 'cause can't nobody love you like I do. Ain't no love like me and you. Look into my eyes, girl, to see what you've been missing. I know you want this feeling, 'cause I can see your body trembling.
Two steps.
Thank you.
Ooh, we've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava, and I want to thank you so much to those that came and hung out with me today live, to those that come back and check out the show and the archives. I appreciate and love all of you. In this last set, I played my girl Promise Marks with her piece Sunshine, Reggie Parks, a dear, dear soul to me, and I miss him, rest in heaven, my dear, dear friend, with his piece Give It to Me. Terry Remsen, an amazing, amazing talent who has relocated here to Las Vegas, and I played her piece, Say You Love Me. Elon Trotman with Brighter Days Ahead. Anthony Wade Sr. with Two Steps, and Tigressa with Tell Me. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I played for you. It's all independent music from here in Las Vegas to across the United States and even around the globe. This is what I do, and this is what I'm passionate about, and God put me here to be a part of. So thank you so much for supporting who I am and what I do. I'm here hopefully every Saturday. Sometimes I miss it for different reasons, but I try really hard to be consistent in doing what I do. Take care of yourselves, mind, body, and spirit. Work on your craft. Learn something new, keep positive messages in your head, drink water, wear a mask, keep yourself safe, and hopefully we will meet again next Saturday. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by somebody I love with my whole heart and soul. He is my dear, dear friend. He is my business partner and my colleague. This is Mark Van Claggett with Never Meant To. Take care. God bless. Have a great Saturday.
About it is when nerves take control. I know sometimes I take things for granted. It breaks your heart and uses my soul. Yeah, it hurts me so to know we won't be together. Even though I know I will love you forever and ever, comes and goes away,
away.
Who really knows away the answers? The rules of love changes every day, always. Here's what I say. Crystal clear.
We won't go on and on,
on and
never
on.
Meant to make you begin.
Yeah. Leave me holding my heart. I know it's my fault. I still
never
love
meant to make
you.
You disappear.
Really, really love you.
To see. We won't
and I'm
go
sorry
on.